look at your business. If you're the leader of your business, develop a process. You know, 1, 2, and 3, start there and just do it and follow the process. And once you have a process, next time you do it, you may add 4, 5, and 6.
It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at MYBRadio.com, MYBRadio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Yes, thank you, New York. I just got the report of the most updated ratings. We came in number 3 in New York AM radio. That is a very big deal. And of course, it's a testament to the great guests that we have. And tonight is really one of my favorite guests. I know I'm going to get in trouble with the other guests by saying that. We've had him on in the past. I'm not going to keep you in suspense. I mean, I'm still going to get to my thank yous, but a very special thank you to Moshe Bodner, Mark Bodner, the CEO of L&R Distributors. But first, we got to get to our thank yous to the great people that are behind this program, the great staff here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, Cirilli, Michal, Brocha, Miriam, Avigail, Malki. Thank you so much for everything you do for Bottom Line and to prepare this show on a week-in, week-out basis. And, of course, to the great folks at 77 WABC, in particular, James, Glenn, Matt, Chris. Thank you. We're on many channels. By the way, tonight's show will be up on YouTube. It's going to become a YouTube episode. And of course, it's on Spotify and iTunes and all the popular podcasting channels. By the way, just when we talked about the Nielsen, Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company. Every once in a while, someone says to me, the Nielsen ratings, number 3, very nice. Very nice. It's from Nielsen. This is a big deal. It is a big deal. Without further ado, let's go on to tonight's show. Mark Bodner. Mark Bodner is the CEO of L&R Distributors. L&R Distributors is a wholesale distributor of consumer products servicing more than 17,000 retail locations and direct-to-consumer e-commerce fulfillment throughout the United States. They have 4 locations around the United States from where they do their shipping. Mark, as an individual, serves on the board of directors of several nonprofit organizations. A rather busy individual, but he did carve out time to share some very deep advice. We're in particular going to be talking about 3 very critical topics that really apply to any business. One is going to be about transforming a business, the importance of even understanding the need, especially in today's times, when you need to transform a business. Then we're going to talk about strategic planning, or one of the topics will be strategic planning, and one of them is solutions-based selling. Without further ado, Mark, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Hello, Yitzhak. How are you?
Thank you.
So I'm supposed to say,
okay,
it's a pleasure to be here, but it's always a pleasure to be around you. So
thank you. I am touched. And thank you. You have a rather hectic schedule, and you squeezed us in, and we are very, very grateful. Also, the good news, this time is the first time we're finally doing it on video. I think the first few times it just happened, maybe once it could be, but whatever. You know what? But this one's also going to turn into a business class, many clips on business class. Also, just a special mention, later in the show, we're of course going to continue with the segment Talking Tactics, brought to you by BLMG. And tonight we're going to be joined with Elio Lehrer, VP of Operations, and Svi Kogel, a creative genius. He knows how to write, and he's just part of the BLMG team and plays a great role. Mark, where do we start? Perhaps strategic planning?
We always start by going big.
Okay.
We always start with gratitude.
True.
So it was great to hear you give me that little shout out that, hey, I learned gratitude from Mark, but I don't think you learned it from me. I think that's just part of your personality.
Thank you.
But certainly, I'm extraordinarily grateful to Bottom Line Marketing.
Thank you.
And your entire team. We've been doing business together for, I think you said today, close to 15 years.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about transformation today. And you've been a big part of that.
Thank you.
And your team's been a big part of that. So thank you so much for all your assistance in helping us get there.
Thank you.
So start with gratitude. We go big. I'm really grateful for everything that Bottom Line and your team does to help L&R be where we are today.
Thank you. Touched, appreciate the kind words, and of course appreciate the opportunity to service L&R. Perhaps now we can move to the very big topic. And by the way, there's always a challenge, you know, this show. By the way, one of the notable pointed feedback points that I receive on a regular basis is that people appreciate that I have the opportunity to get into a deep discussion. So it's not just like one of these shows where you get a 5-minute tidbit that was watered down from the full show. We get to do a deep dive. That said, it's still not nearly enough time as we really do need strategic planning. Mark could talk about for probably a good 10 hours without taking a break. That doesn't mean it will be done within 10 hours, but that means he'd go straight for 10 hours. How do we possibly touch on that in this particular segment, let's say over the next 7 to 10 minutes? Strategic planning.
Strategic planning is something that many people put on their to-do list, right? Probably, I would say everyone. They may not call it strategic planning. They may call it something else. But strategic planning is on everyone's to-do list. And more likely than not, like most to-do lists, things slide down to the bottom. And, you know, I meant to do it. I wanted to do it. My intention was to do it. But actually doing it is, it's difficult. It's hard because it requires, number one, time, which is something that we're all trying to get more of.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about maybe a little bit about how do we get more time if there's some time at the end of this segment that we're going to do. So you need time. You also need your team. You need your team to understand the importance of it and to understand why to do it. So there's, again, like everything else, there's a why, a what, and there's a how. So why is it important to do strategic planning? It's kind of like having a cookbook. You want to prepare a really amazing dish. You open your cookbook, you've never prepared it before, and you need ingredients, and you need utensils, and you need all the gear to make it happen. Strategic planning is the exact same thing. If you don't have the recipe for where you're going, then you're just going to get caught up in the grind of the day-to-day. So doing strategic planning is really, really important from understanding and helping you build the vision, because everything starts with the vision. And having a vision that's not communicated is not really a vision, it's a dream. Once we have a vision and we get clear about it, we need to share it, collaborate, because ultimately what we're trying to do, and we'll talk about transformation, is increase our capabilities. Right. We have a customer base. And in our world, we're a distribution business. That's a name. We're an e-commerce business. That's a name. But it's not what we do. So having this recipe is so powerful. So when we talk about strategic planning in our business, we take it down to the customer level. And we take the time and we calendar time to strategic plan around our customer and develop, if you would, a cookbook for every customer. And we go deep and we look at every aspect of that customer, the relationship. We do a relationship matrix. These are all the decision makers at this particular customer or company that we serve. Is our relationship with that, we have a list of a hierarchy of people. Is it green, yellow, or red? Green means they are a promoter. They, you know, they like us and promote us. Yellow, it's kind of a vanilla relationship. They can take us or leave us. And obviously red means what red means. You know, they're a detractor.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding, and so that's number one. You need to do a nice relationship matrix, which really helps us gain some good understanding of where what that customer, how we're perceived by that customer, and it's done in a in it's prepared and then presented. So me being the CEO, I don't really prepare any of these, but they're prepared. And right now I'm in that cadence of strategic planning as we look to next year. And it's presented to me. I get presented about 2 detailed customer strategic plans a week. And we don't spend a lot of time because by now the team is really engaged and understands we have a format. So we talk about the customer matrix, relationship matrix, and then we look at the existing current business across the entire gamut. What's up? What's down? We bring into it, if we can, market trends. We bring into it customer data, data that we get from our customers around the particular business that we do with them. And that's really a good measuring stick, is where are we today? And then we talk about tomorrow. Where are the opportunities in this customer? Now, once you do this once, the first time is really hard. But once you do this once, next year when you'll be doing this, you go back and look at last year. You have something to measure against, you know, and we measure against it all year. It becomes, in essence, a KPI, a key performance indicator. And we measure against the actual, you know, account plan, if you would, is what it's called. And we see how successful, what do we think we would be able to achieve on a monthly basis. You know, so we have this thing over the course of the year. And then we have a from X to Y by Z. You know, so from $1 million in sales to $2 million in sales by June 30th. So that creates, you know, some real meat around it. And we look at the different pieces of the business where we think we can grow. If there's bleeding in the existing business, how do we stop the bleeding? If there's an issue with the relationship matrix, which is really, really important, who can we use to help us improve that relationship? If it's yellow and it's a good relationship, how do we make it even better? And that's done really account by account. We do it with some very key suppliers as well. And it's really something that has been transformational to our business, because it's a thought out plan. And you know, it's not something, you know growing your business in today's world is difficult. I could tell you that I heard a really, I don't know whose quote this is, but someone, a colleague of mine, shared it with me, and he said, if you don't change, nothing changes. Like, it's like so simple, right? If you don't change, nothing changes. So if you don't, you know, if you grow stagnant with a relationship in business, there's only one way you're going. You need to, you know, change, improve your capabilities, and constantly look at what can I bring to a relationship that's going to make their business better.
Mark, I just got a Murphy's Law desk calendar, and one of the days, the message is, if you're coasting, you're going downhill.
I like that one. I'm writing that one down.
So if you're coasting, good. You're going downhill.
That's great.
Folks, now you know why we fought to get Mark on. Can you imagine, in this particular segment, he shared the importance of first identifying the necessity to make sure that you set aside time for strategic planning. It's one of those things that, like, who has time to get to it? But if you don't have time to even start thinking about it, you'll never start executing it, that's for sure. We're going to go to a short commercial break. When we come back, more with Mark Bodner of L&R Distributors. Stay tuned.
Join the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce for JBiz Expo and Businesses Conference 2020, a COVID-19 B2B empowerment event, uniting communities of all sectors, races, and religions to overcome the challenges they face in the COVID-19 business era. In today's new business world, businesses must find ways to reinvent themselves, find new service providers, and new solutions to operate safely and successfully. The JBiz Expo provides all businesses the opportunity to exhibit, find new clients and services, join workshops, listen to keynote sessions, network, and much more. By exhibiting, you are guaranteed to find new clients and make new business contacts. So what are you waiting for? Join us this November 16th at First Energy Park, Blue Claw Stadium, Lakewood, New Jersey, to reserve your booth. Go to www.jbizexpo.com or call 732-987-7704, extension 104. We look forward to helping your business succeed.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Tonight, I have the privilege of sitting down in studio with Mark Bodner, the CEO of L&R Distributors. They distribute to over 17,000 retail locations throughout the United States. And, of course, they have a robust e-commerce fulfillment center. In the first segment of tonight's program, we talked about strategic planning. We're going to move to business transformation, unless I'm going to turn it back to Mark now. If you have anything else to add before we go, to transforming a business, business transformation, how important that topic is, especially in light of COVID-19 and so many businesses that have had to learn to adapt and adopt new channels that they never thought they would even get into beforehand.
So in light of COVID-19, just to let your audience know, is we are safely distanced from one another, about 12 feet apart.
Yep.
We're in studio, but we're 12 feet apart, so that's great. Just on one last thing on the business transformation piece, you know what I spoke about may have sounded grandiose and really complicated and difficult. It's not. Look at your business. If you're the leader of your business, develop a process, 1, 2, and 3, start there and just do it and follow the process. And once you have a process, next time you do it, you may add 4, 5, and 6. That's not hard to do. Just get started, develop a small process. We're going to do whatever that particular business is. Look at if it's customer based or service based, what could you improve, and just go with that.
But to that point, how disciplined does one have to be in terms of setting aside a time? Like, let's say Tuesday at 12:30, and come what may. Is that
sure.
Critical?
It's what's critical is getting your team involved. Collaboration is absolutely critical. So communicate first the importance and why you want to do it. Delegate to the people who are in the trenches. Get your team involved. It becomes a team exercise. It becomes a team building exercise, because people feel like they have, you can go down to, doesn't have to be all managers or leaders in a business. You can go down into the trenches and get people's opinions who are in the trenches, bring them into the plan. Not that they're necessarily part of the conversation, get some information from them. And it becomes a collaborative process, and then delegate the pieces out. And if you're the CEO or the president or whatever, the head salesperson, have them, develop something and bring it back to you. But, if you're the one who you're going to be reported to, my advice is to develop the outline so that you're getting it in the format and it's a consistent format. And it is absolutely transformational. You'll have a real plan. You'll have, if you have a cadence of a weekly meeting or a monthly meeting, where you'll have something to review. And from X to Y by Z is a really great, simple thing to do.
So now moving on to business transformation. I know we have only around 10 minutes for this segment. I don't know how we'll all get it in, but I know somehow you'll pack it all in in only a way that you're able to do.
Change. Yeah. Business transformation is something that is really important. Just a few moments ago, I heard a really great quote. If you're coasting, you're likely going downhill. Did I do that right?
If you're coasting, you're going downhill.
Yeah. So that's transformation. If you're not transforming your business on a regular basis, you're going downhill. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. If you're a service business, if you're a product business, if you're a manufacturing business, it doesn't matter. I can almost guarantee you that if you're not transforming it, you're going downhill. So, you know, we're a distributor. When people hear the word distributor or wholesaler, you may, you know, people may envision, you know, a bunch of knuckle dragging humans, in a distribution center or a dirty warehouse, you know, just, you know, tossing boxes around. I could tell you from experience, it's my business, is we are very much not that. We used to be that, but we're not anymore. So how did we become? How did
transform?
How did we make that transformation? And, you know, we looked at, you know, looking, you know, one of the key things in a leadership role is the having the ability, or at least people in your organization that have the ability to look around the corner and, you know, predict the future. I'm not, you know, that's not, you know, those are just words, but try to identify things that your customers need before even they know they need it. It is so important. It's, you know your business well. You know what it could do. You have a vision. Many times you keep it in your head. Share it. Put it out there. Look at what your customer may need tomorrow, and see if it's if it passes a business, you know, smell test, and start developing new capabilities off of a vision of the future. And that's transformational. So you opened up the segment, you described L&R Distributors mm-hmm. as a distributor, 17,000 locations. We stock around 30,000 individual SKUs or items. And, you know, and also a nationwide e-commerce fulfillment company. 3 years ago, that would not have been in our description. This year, we'll ship close to 1 million direct-to-consumer orders. We're not an e-commerce company. We're that knuckle-dragging part of e-commerce. We're the piece of e-commerce that's responsible for doing the fulfillment piece. And we developed a direct-to-consumer blind drop-shipping fulfillment capability, which, again, was done with transformational thought, with vision. What do my customers need what do my customers need tomorrow that they don't even know about yet? And that's what I always am talking to my team about. Let's have that mindset. Let's have that creative mindset and think and take all the out. There are no obstacles. Imagine there are no obstacles in the room and we can do anything we want. What does it look like? And we start having those conversations and they become very strategic and transformational. And we build a project and we start assigning tasks out. And hence, 3 years later, we're from zero direct-to-consumer orders. And I have something really interesting to say. We built this because we thought this was a capability that our customers would really want. And today, they're starting to want it. So we built it for our customers, and for the most part, we're not doing it for our customers. We found a whole new customer base.
Wow!
That just happened. Of course, it didn't just happen. A whole new e-tailers who wanted to have our product on their websites. You know, everything from small e-commerce companies to really large household names. One of them starts with the letter A, and some very large e-tailers that people know out there, that we do blind dropship fulfillment. So you get a box in your house and it says retailer X on it. It's coming from my warehouse. And that is a very sophisticated capability that we've done. It's obviously been a very sticky thing, because Mr. Yitzhak Safelis introduced my company today by saying that we service over 17,000 retail locations as well as a robust e-commerce fulfillment business. That was a very transformational project. So today we have a position in our company that didn't exist a couple of years ago. And it's called a VPT, a Vice President of Transformation. In reality, what is that? It's a project manager whose job it is to run work streams or run playbooks that we have going out there and to keep track of where we are on those work streams, where we are in that project. But I gave him a VP title. He's a VP of transformation because we're constantly looking, okay, where do we need to get to? What new capabilities? What do we have? What do we have inside of our arsenal that we can make even better? And what don't we have yet that we can create?
Mark, this is so, what could I say, enjoyable to even hear the way you're expressing all this. I guess a key question that comes to mind, because you talked about your team and the importance of being able to delegate it with key people. How critical is it, and what secrets could you share about building out an executive team?
You told me I can ask you anything you want. Okay. Let me tell you, everyone who knows me as what one would call a rugged individualist, as many, many of us are. When I say us, I'm talking about entrepreneurial-minded business people. We have this innate desire to do everything, to be involved in everything.
Change the laser toner.
That's an inside one.
It's an inside joke, but it's my show is cheap as me.
But I could tell you that rugged individualism will only take you so far. This is a radio show, and I don't know what the rules are, but
anything goes. They're not going to throw us off.
But I will say that one of the things I did about 10 years ago was starting to invest in myself, and coaching, business coaching, finding mentors that could really help me think differently, and I joined some coaching programs. I found a good mentor, and that really helped me understand the importance of delegation and understanding how to delegate, when to delegate, what type of delegation. Do I want to delegate it and it's off my desk? Do I want to delegate it but I want to report back to me frequently? Do I want to delegate it and let me know when it's finished? Different levels of delegations. Right. Once you understand that, okay, you can get some comfort. A big piece of it is tools. We have implemented amazing, amazing tools. And one of these days, I hope you get the opportunity to sit down with some of the people who have helped me. I think it would be really helpful to your audience to learn some of it.
Thank you.
But developing the right tools in terms of how to communicate, how to understand what people are feeling. Email is a great tool, but I operate with the concept of inbox zero, and it's.
And could you share that concept with us?
It's the inbox zero. So I have three inboxes. I have an email inbox. I have an inbox and a tool called Asana, which is a project management tool, where all my tasks reside. And I have an inbox inside of, we use Microsoft Teams, many people use Slack. And my goal is at the end of every day, my inbox is at zero. Now, if I get an email, for example, and that email is something that I have to deal with, I either deal with it, I'm not gonna steal it from maybe another guest that'll be on the show. He'll talk more about that. I either file that email.
Okay.
That was for informational purposes only.
Okay.
I do what I need to do with that email and then file it, or I put it to sleep. And what does that mean, putting it to sleep?
Yeah.
I click a little button. There's an amazing program called Boomerang. That's an add-on into Outlook if you're an Outlook user. If you're an Outlook 365 user web on their web tool, there's a snooze function within it. If you're a Gmail user, there's a snooze function in Gmail. And that particular email, I'm going to be having a meeting with person X next Tuesday. I want that email to reappear in my inbox Tuesday morning. So it's there when I need it, not leave it in my inbox, and it finds its way to the bottom. And I forget all about that. That's something I want to talk about. So that's how you get to inbox zero, using great tools, either dealing with it by filing it, dealing with it by doing what has to be done, or if I can't deal with it right now, I'll pause it or put it to sleep and have it come back. So it's not controlling me. And the same concept works in Asana. I have an inbox in Asana of my today tasks, my upcoming tasks, my future tasks, and things automatically, I have it set up where it's just automatically, things move around, and that's how I start and end my day. So it's extremely efficient in terms of being able to, you know, find those extra minutes which turn into extra hours over the course of a day or a week.
My guest is none other than Mark Bodner, the CEO of L&R Distributors. If we have time, I'd love to also get to your guidance for people out there, because in terms of philanthropy, in terms of time, in terms of sharing of themselves, I know you're part of Chai Lifeline and many other notable organizations, and someone like yourself, like, it's impossible to think, okay, how do you have extra time to give back? And that's something that also I think is would be very meaningful to people. But we're going to go to a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about solution-based selling, and then the other point about being philanthropic with your time, if we have a chance to get to that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Join the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce for JBiz Expo and Businesses Conference 2020, a COVID-19 B2B empowerment event, uniting communities of all sectors, races, and religions to overcome the challenges they face in the COVID-19 business era. In today's new business world, businesses must find ways to reinvent themselves, find new service providers, and new solutions to operate safely and successfully. The JBiz Expo provides all businesses the opportunity to exhibit, find new clients and services, join workshops, listen to keynote sessions, network, and much more. By exhibiting, you are guaranteed to find new clients and make new business contacts. So what are you waiting for? Join us this November 16th at First Energy Park, Blue Claw Stadium, Lakewood, New Jersey. To reserve your booth, go to www.jbizexpo.com. or call 732-987-7704, extension 104. We look forward to helping your business succeed.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Mark Bodner, the CEO of L&R Distributors, is my guest. And we mentioned that earlier in the program that we were going to get to the all-important topic, solutions-based selling. Now, it doesn't make a difference what industry you're in. Solutions-based selling is a mindset. I'm handing it over to Mark.
Solutions-based selling. Let's start there. But it's in my stomach, so...
Okay.
Transparency has to come out.
Okay, please.
So, you know, philanthropy and giving of your time.
Yes.
It's a really important thing. And you're giving me way too much credit, but let's not talk there. But you also mentioned something which is a pet peeve of mine.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Which you said.
Don't walk out on me.
You said, I'm hooked up
don't
to these.
Don't storm out.
I'm hooked up to these wires. Okay. I'm stuck.
We knew what we were doing.
You said something. You said, use the term of giving back. Yeah. So giving back is something that is a pet peeve of mine. Giving back insinuates that you've taken something, so I have to give it back. I know it's a play on words, but you talk about solution-based selling being a mindset. If giving back is your mindset, then think about what that means, right? I took something, so I have to give it. You take something, you give it back. If you have a mindset of giving, being a giver, so I'm much happier when people say, can you give, instead of can you give back? That's what I'm just
thank
interjecting.
You. No, but let's, that's a very let's
talk,
fair point.
Let's
thank
talk
you.
About solution-based selling.
Yes, thank you.
So solution-based selling is a method that it was taught to me by one of my mentors. And you know, you can teach concepts, you can talk about concepts, mm-hmm. But really owning it and implementing it is really taking it, you know, to the next level. You know, you read, how many of us read business books? And it's like we're reading a novel or a fictional novel. You know, how do we take, or you get coaching. And, you know, I always say, you know, inspirational speeches, right? You go to an inspirational speech,
right,
and you get inspired for about, you know, 45 minutes, and you walk out and look at a text message and bang,
boom,
gone.
Gone.
45 minutes of inspiration gone. So how do you take things like that and own them? So solutions-based selling was brought to me by, by a mentor of mine. And it was something that really resonated with me. And I said, how can I take that? And it was introduced to me by, and you may have heard me say this before on a prior show, or certainly
In our conversations,
we talk about interesting versus interested.
Yes.
I actually heard you use it with some other guests. So
I've used it, and I say it over in your name.
Absolutely. So being interested versus being interesting, that is solutions-based selling, literally in three words. You have a client, a customer, a vendor relationship. You have a relationship out there, and it's very easy if you're in a business, it's very easy, but in life in general, it's much easier to talk about yourself and say, you know, in my case, right, I'm in the distribution business. We could talk about warehouses and distribution centers. We could talk about automation. We could talk about how the quality of the box that we ship in, you know, that we have a brand new fleet of trucks. It's so interesting. I can guarantee you one thing. Person sitting across the desk from you does not care. They don't care. We think they care. You feel good talking about it because you're comfortable. Solutions-based selling is about getting interested. You're going into a new customer or an existing customer, and you're making a pitch. Really doing your homework, understanding that particular customer's again, like an existing or new,
mm-hmm.
understanding their pain point. What is their pain point? What is a problem that they are having? And is there a solution that you have to solve that problem? Imagine opening up a meeting, a sales meeting, and say, I've been to your business, mm-hmm. your stores, I've spoken to your customers, I have done my research, I've done my homework. And it seems that your business has a problem from all of the research I've done. And the problem is problem X. So in my case, I sell into retail, or I sell into my e-commerce services. And I'll order a package, I'll order product from a particular e-commerce site and see how it comes filled. I went to a meeting and I brought the order that I bought and received, not to critique it and say the box they shipped it in was completely the wrong size, no packaging material in it, packing list was unclear. I then recreated that order on my platform, showing the box that I would have packed it in, the label, how the label would have looked, you know, just created it, had my team create what that order, and they have a problem. And here's my solution to your problem. I can walk into and I see, you know, it seems to me that you have a problem in your supply chain, for example, because I go into your stores and I see a very high level of products that I'm missing from the shelf that should be there. And, you know, in my research and speaking to your store managers, etc., I've learned that the distribution model that you're using is inefficient. And I start talking about how we can make that, you know, that distribution model more efficient. I've even used the phrase, I'll present a particular challenge that I know they're having. And I said, would you be interested in learning a solution that we've worked on for your business that we think could really help solve that problem?
And of course, right.
What do you think the answer to that question is?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Please.
And, you know, so you could always tell when people are engaged in a meeting, especially when you're trying to sell them something, if they're sitting forward or they're sitting back. It's kind of like when you were in school, right? Yeah. The teacher knew you were engaged.
Yeah.
If you were sitting straight up in your chair, you know, leaning forward, your finger on the place, yeah. or if you were sitting back, right. even if you had your yeah. finger on the place,
and looking at the ceiling,
you're not engaged, right? Yeah. So having an engaged audience, and I could tell you, wow, it is the feeling that you have when you know you have them really interested because you're being interested. And what ends up happening is they give you the opportunity to be interesting. You get to say everything that you want. I just went through a meeting, just to give you a we did not have a good relationship with a particular customer of ours. Mm-hmm. The relationship was not good. And
red.
And
red.
It was, yeah, this was the top guy and it was red. And we started talking and my plan going into that meeting was 100% to listen. Mm. And I opened up the meeting and I said, Eric, I have my, it was a Zoom meeting. It was a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He was in Boise, Idaho. I was in Brooklyn, New York. And interesting, on Zoom, you see interesting things. He had a deer's head behind him. He's a hunter. And he had all kinds. So, of course, you break the ice and we talk about his right. how much, how great right. hunting was. And, you know, I said, I'm from Brooklyn. I don't hunt. You're from Boise, Idaho. You hunt. You know, tell me a little bit about that deer head. And you know, we got broke the ice a little okay. bit, so that was good. Okay. I said, Eric, I'm here to listen. I have my notebook. Showed him my notebook. I have my pen. I'm just going to write.
Wow.
Go ahead. Tell me what the issues are. Tell me, I understand that you have problems with our company. I want to hear them all. And he pretty much...
He unloaded.
And then I started solution-based selling. And I said, Eric, this is what I've been noticing. I actually got on a plane 2 weeks ago, and I flew into one of your markets in Texas. This was during COVID. Yes, you can fly during COVID safely, everyone. Yeah. You can't stay yeah. in hotels. Yeah. I've done it plenty. And I've been in your market, and I noticed, you know, that there are some issues and problems. I noticed them myself. Here's what I saw. And we started getting into that conversation. And by the end of the and I explained to him how we were going to change our leadership team for him and came up with a fancy word of concierge team for him okay. and walked him through the concierge team, the personnel, and who's going to be doing what, which I knew would address his problem that he had with us. By the end of the meeting, every single thing I would have used to defend myself when he was
right,
letting me have it,
mm-hmm.
he mentioned himself and gave me credit for doing it. That's how powerful solution-based selling could be. I didn't have to say, well, yeah, but I did this for you. And I spent that money to help you out. And we did a lot for them. And you always wonder, is it getting to that top guy? If it's a good business, it's getting. He's a shrewd guy. He knew everything that we had done. But he wanted more. And quite frankly, he was right. We were doing our job, but we weren't doing what he expected us to be doing. But by the end of that meeting, he gave us credit for every single thing I had in my list that I would have wow. come out of the box with. And he told me how much he appreciated that. So I said at the end, I said, so the question you're asking me, Eric, is how can we do more of that? He says, exactly. And that's what we talked about, the whole concierge model that we came up with and that we'll be implementing. And my next meeting with him is on in 2 weeks from now with the new team. And it's quite powerful.
Mark, we covered strategic planning, business transformation, solution-based selling. As we wrap up the show, as we wrap up this segment, perhaps you could share this is an unfair question to you because I know you could take this in a million different ways, but perhaps a final 60-second takeaway for the listeners of Mind Your Business.
You know, working on your business is so important. I didn't say working in your business is so important. Working on your business is so important. Everything we talked about today was working on your business. And if we can have that focus, I spent many, many, many years working in my business. And, you know, how's it going to get done if I don't do it, if I'm not involved? How do I know they're doing it if I'm not watching them? You know, let's put cameras up everywhere. That's a rough culture. Think about if you were on the other side of the desk, would that make you happy? So everything we talked about today was working on your business. Just to wrap this up in a bow here, is find the time to work on your business. There's great tools to increase your productivity to find more time. Learn about the concept of inbox zero. I think that's a really important thing. It's created tremendous amount of time. Imagine getting a Teams message in a chat instead of an email, and my response is a thumbs up.
Right. Solved.
Done.
Solved.
I didn't have to, I need 2 hours to catch up on my emails. You know, that's 2 hours you gain back if you have a good system in place. Work on the business. Don't work in it.
Folks, I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback about tonight's show. And people, you know, sometimes people, it's surprising, I still get the question, say, where can I listen to that show? Where can I go? It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. The easiest way to access it is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. We're going to go to a short commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up the show. I'll be joined by Elio Lehrer, VP of Operations, and Zvi Kogel, one of the creative geeks here at BLMG. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Join the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce for JBiz Expo and Businesses Conference 2020, a COVID-19 B2B empowerment event, uniting communities of all sectors, races, and religions to overcome the challenges they face in the COVID-19 business era. In today's new business world, businesses must find ways to reinvent themselves, find new service providers, and new solutions to operate safely and successfully. The JBiz Expo provides all businesses the opportunity to exhibit, find new clients and services, join workshops, listen to keynote sessions, network, and much more. By exhibiting, you are guaranteed to find new clients and make new business contacts. So what are you waiting for? Join us this November 16th at First Energy Park, Blue Claws Stadium, Lakewood, New Jersey. To reserve your booth, go to www.jbizexpo.com. Or call 732-987-7704, extension 104. We look forward to helping your business succeed.
To find out more about JBiz Expo or exhibiting there, just visit jbizexpo.com, jbizexpo.com. Again, it's taking place Monday, November 16th in Lakewood, New Jersey. We're going to be there, and in fact, we're going to be featuring businesses that walk up to our booth and hearing from them, and we're going to play this on an upcoming show here on 77 WABC. Again, but to exhibit at this upcoming expo, which is coming up on Monday, November 16th, visit jbizexpo.com, jbizexpo.com.
And welcome back to another episode of Talking Tactics, brought to you by Bottom Line Marketing Group. My name is Eliyahu Lehrer. I'm the VP of Operations here at Bottom Line Marketing. I'm here today with the content manager here at Bottom Line Marketing, Zvi Kogel. Welcome, Zvi.
Hi.
Today we're talking about websites and what are the important things that you need to have on your website or the important features. And we're going to cover a whole base of ideas. Where do I start?
Well, firstly, if you're coming to me to build a website, you're already on the right track. If you're a business in the 21st century, you need a website.
Let's start with a domain names. We're just going to talk about it very quickly. We all know the first thing you need to do is grab your domain name. You definitely don't want to miss out if that gets taken by anybody else. You have a great idea, great concept for a website, for a product, service, whatever it is. You have your name. You want to make sure you can get that domain name. So if it's Zvi's Markers, you want to get zvismarkers.com and you don't want anybody else to get it first. So that's the first thing, is you need to register your domain name. Zvi, why don't you educate us a little bit about the way content works?
Yeah, so the next thing you're going to want to do when you're building out your website is get a clear idea of the content that you're putting up. What are you trying to accomplish with your website? What's your messaging? What are you trying to portray? Are you selling a product, a service? Are you trying to sell your brand? when you're clear of the messaging, write it out. Make a list of the important items that you want to convey.
You definitely have to be very clear with what you are trying to sell. And how should you structure it? You know, people will always want to know. So you got to know your market. What's your experience or your research say about the most important things to your ideal customer? Are they leaving reviews on your website, on Google reviews? Can you do any research on the ideal customer? What's most important to people in your demographic, that age group? What's the most important thing when considering a service that you offer?
That's right. And once you have an understanding of that, take the list that you wrote, put it in order, put the most important things at top. And as they get less important, you'll make them lower down. And that's going to be the structure of your website.
Awesome. Definitely very true. And, you know, one of the common occurrences when it comes to building a website is people want to know how much time to spend on their website. Sometimes they could take many, many weeks or many months. People are sitting there on their website just going on and on and on with this fix and that fix and that adjustment and that adjustment. And I'm going to quote William Shakespeare here, a little throwback to high school to me, which was that a long time ago?
It was not too long ago.
Oh, okay. That's right. It's great that wasn't that long ago for you. But William Shakespeare once said, I'm going to get my acting skills out here, "Striving to better, oft we mar what's well."
And if you failed Shakespeare like I did in high school, what that means is you may try to improve what you have, but you may end up just making it worse.
Sometimes people will sit there and nitpick on all the details on their website, and they'll end up spending way too much time when their website is good enough. There's an urban legend out there, Tzvi, I don't know if you've heard this before, but there's an urban legend about Steve Jobs and the way he named Apple. Obviously, when people are naming their businesses these days, a lot of times they just try to pick a very particular, when they're talking about markers, the marker company or something like that. It's something like very, very specific to what they do or they're trying to convey. Apple seems like it has no connection to computers. And so one of the urban legends out there in terms of how Steve Jobs came up with the name Apple is that he had a whole, you know, slew of people sitting around an office space and they were discussing all the different name options and name ideas for computers and it was just going on and on and on and on. And he just said, "That's it. By 5 o'clock, if you don't come out with a name, I'm just going to name it after my favorite fruit." And that's how we got the name Apple. Again, urban legend. I cannot verify whether this is a true story. It's written down in
a great story, though.
Different places. Yeah, definitely very true. And just moving on to the next thing, too, what are the most important features that have to go on a site?
Right. Well, if you're going to have a website, you want to have a clear call to action. Somebody's coming to your website for a reason, and you have to make sure that it's easy for them to see why they're there and to go through with what they're trying to do.
Yeah, they definitely need to be able to contact you at every little spot.
That's right. And otherwise, you want to make sure you have clear navigation. If someone's visiting your website and they struggle visiting the pages that they're trying to get to, they're going to leave. If someone's spending more than 10 seconds looking for a certain for your contact information, they're going to leave.
That's right. You could be spending roughly, a couple $100,000 on, we've seen that. People spending way too much money on getting their company listed higher on Google, and then there's no clear call to action, no clear navigation to contact information. In a second, these people are gone and they're moving to the next listing.
That's right. And the other thing that you want to make sure of is that your website is clear and responsive on mobile. Most of navigation is now done on mobile. And in my experience, 80% of your website visits will come from mobile.
Wow. I didn't know it was that high. That's pretty cool.
That's in my experience.
Your experience. Okay, awesome. Hey, all experience is good experience. Let's talk a little bit about fast loading. Fast loading websites. Way too many times we've come across these websites that it's just sitting there loading and loading and loading.
I'll tell you, if I'm waiting longer than 10 seconds for a website to load, no, let's say 5 seconds for a website to load, that tab is closing.
It's crazy. I found a recent study, I came across it this week, that the average person's attention span is now 8 seconds, down from 12 just a couple years ago. It was 12 seconds. Now it's down to 8. We really need to make sure that websites are running, loading very, very fast.
I blame Sesame Street for the attention span.
We all know about you and Oscar the Grouch. You guys don't get along.
Just moving on next.
Just because we're talking about attention span here, we're just going to zoom in on something that we spoke about earlier. It's just that reinforcement. We're going to reinforce it once again. Just to end off, reinforcing that call to action, keeping their attention on a way to contact you, whether it's a contact button after every single section of your website that they could contact you, or a floating contact button along the whole site, or a contact button after every single section of the website, you really got to make sure that people are getting that call to action, reaching out to you for whatever your business is offering.
And your website might not have a contact button directly if you're an e-commerce website, and your call to action is that you want someone to purchase it. You want to make sure that it's always easy and simple for them to add that item to that to your cart, easy for them to check out.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tvi, for your time today on educating us a little bit about websites. Once again, Talking Tactics is brought to you by Bottom Line Marketing. You can visit us on our website at www.bottomlinemg.com, the MG as in marketing group. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
What a great show. Of course, thank you, Eliel Lehrer, Tzvi Kogel, for wrapping up with tonight's Talking Tactics by BLMG. And of course, a very, very special thank you to Mark Bodner, CEO of L&R Distributors, who spent quite a bit of time talking about, and it still packed it in earlier in the show, talking about strategic planning. Then we spoke about business transformation. And finally, with solutions-based selling, even giving an actual example. Obviously, confidentiality was, of course, adhered to. But solutions-based selling, the importance of listening to your customers. Be interested. Not interesting. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll be able to listen to the whole show on the archives. That wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on 77 WABC for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.